Although not covered in this story, I'd like to also recommend the design graduate showing in the Commons Gallery there at the art department at UH.
You walk into A School of Fish by Sinead Tam, for one thing. Look out for The Cockroach Smasher by Alan Gu. This is a physical show.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about this group.
Artist Associate Professor Wendy Kawabata was one of the BFA advisors.
There's a resurgence in a desire for working with your hands, for getting to know everything about how your chosen material behaves and understanding its history.
Kawabata points to four jaw-dropping wood emblems that hang from ropes in the show, massive cat's cradles carved from blocks of tree trunk.
Sean Ross worked on them where the tree fell over on the bank of the stream by Hawaiian Studies. So most of the production of that work was right on the site at the stream bed with a chainsaw, and I think that's part of what makes the piece speak so strongly, is that contact with the material in its place from the beginning.
Carving with a chainsaw is not like painting with a brush, which comes with centuries of historical baggage. Painter Kainoa Grusby grapples that every time he puts his brush to a painting.
I guess with all of them, I was kind of undermining or making fun of, like, the technical education, I guess.
You can do that when you're actually adept, and skillful rendering becomes just one language you can deploy.
And then taking an innocent kid drawing and turning it into, like, a serious painting. So.
Ends up saying, maybe that kid has a point.
So
how are you going to grab people's attention in the virtual reality era?
I guess trying to make something that I haven't seen or something that I would just like to look at. And I feel like with the virtual reality era and digital technology, it's, like, exciting to go back to this and coming here and seeing a 7-foot canvas painting, I think, is refreshing still.
When it comes to delivering for a show, how do you dig deep to pull things together?
As an artist and as a teacher, it's about time spent. The more time you spend with your materials in the studio and getting response from, you know, an honest and supportive group of fellow artists, the easier that process becomes. It's never really easy.
Kawabata says this group of art students was remarkably supportive of each other. Wonder what they'll be doing this time next year. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.